This goes to Dr. Stebbelton, Stebelton. Fax 989-775-1640. Regarding John, middle initial T like Tom, Belt, B like boy, E-L-T like Tom. Date of birth 3/26/1950. Dear Dr. Stebbelton, this is a consultation for Mr. Belt, who was sent for evaluation of stage 3B chronic kidney disease, which has been noted for the last year. He did have worsening of renal function in November of 24 when the creatinine got up to 2.03. Estimated GFR was 36. February 24th of 25, creatinine 1.83 and GFR 38. May 5th of 25, after an increased dose of torsemide for a week, the creatinine was up to 2.15, GFR 31. And after stopping torsemide a week later, the GFR was checked 5/13/25, creatinine 2.08, and GFR 33. The patient does have a known history of hypertrophic right and left-sided heart failure, diastolic dysfunction, also pulmonary hypertension. According to his echocardiogram, the most recent study we are seeing was done 6/14/24. His ejection fraction was 52%. He had dilation of left and right atrium. He had moderately elevated systolic pulmonary artery systolic pressure, which was estimated at 55.4. Also, grade 2 diastolic dysfunction. Liver cysts were noted incidentally, so he did have an ultrasound of his right upper quadrant, and there was several liver cysts noted, but no surface nodularity. And he did have a kidney ultrasound and bladder scan done 8/11/21. Normal-sized kidneys, left was 12.4, right is 12.6. He had a simple cyst in the right kidney, and no hydronephrosis or cysts on the left side. He had 27% post-void residual at that time. Bladder volume was 1,124. Post-void residual at that time was 301. And he reports that he was seen by urology and started finasteride, 5 milligram daily, and that seemed to help him empty his bladder much better with stronger stream, and he feels as if he empties the bladder adequately now. Currently, no chest pain or palpitations. He has dyspnea on exertion that is stable, none at rest, no cough, wheezing, or sputum production. He states he's never had a sleep study. He's not sure if he snores, but he thinks he may snore. A friend of his, when he takes naps, notices that he can snore at times. No bowel changes, blood or melena, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. He has chronic edema of the lower extremities, and he has had history of venous stasis ulcers. His podiatrist also referred him to Dr. Constantino after finding decreased pedal pulses on exam. And so he'll be seeing the vascular surgeon to determine if he has some arterial insufficiency of the lower extremities. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, type 2 diabetes, hypothyroidism, that's a recent diagnosis, gout, hyperlipidemia, COPD, benign prostatic hypertrophy, arteriosclerotic heart disease, congestive heart failure, chronic edema of the lower extremities and liver cysts. Past surgical history, he had a cardiac catheterization 6 years ago when he was in Cincinnati, did not require angioplasty or stents. He's had tonsillectomy, colonoscopies, and wrist surgery. Social history, he's never smoked cigarettes. He does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. He is a widower. He does still work as a Santa Claus during the Christmas season, but otherwise retired. Family history is significant for congestive heart failure, COPD, alcohol abuse, and his father died of renal failure and heart failure at age 54. Review of systems, as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies. He's allergic to niacin and cold medicines. Medications, aspirin is 81 milligram daily. Hydralazine is 50 milligram twice a day. Benadryl, 25 milligram daily as needed for allergies. Citalopram, or Celexa, is 40 milligram daily. Finasteride, 5 milligram daily. Imdur, 30 milligram daily. Trulicity, 0.75 milligram weekly. Carvedilol, 25 milligram twice a day. Glipizide, 10 milligram daily. Jardiance is 25 milligram daily. Allopurinol, 100 milligram daily. Doxazosin, 8 milligram daily. Fenofibrate, 160 milligram daily. Pravastatin, 40 milligram daily. Torsamide, currently 20 milligram twice a day. Synthroid, 25 microgram once daily. Physical exam, height 72 inches, weight 274 pounds, pulse 74, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 130 over 60, tympanic membranes and canals are clear, pharynx is clear with midline uvula, tonsils absent, neck is supple without jugular venous distension, no carotid bruise and no lymphadenopathy. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular, no murmur, rub, or gallop, somewhat distant sounds. Abdomen is obese, non-tender, non-palpable liver, no enlarged, no palpable spleen either, no palpable masses, and no ascites. Extremities, he has 4 plus edema, toes to knees with erythema, and no lesions or leakage of fluid is noted. Decreased pedal pulses, 1 plus, and difficult to feel the dorsalis pedis. And slow capillary refill, about 3 to 4 seconds bilaterally, and some decreased sensation in toes and soles of feet. And labs, in addition to creatinine levels, the most recent labs were done 5/13/25, creatinine 2.08, calcium is 9.0, sodium 141, potassium 3.9, carbon dioxide 29, and 2/24 of 25, we have a hemoglobin of 10.3, normal white count, normal platelet levels. His hemoglobin A1C, 6.5 on 224. And 224-25, we have albumin level of 3.9. The calcium was 9.0. Liver enzymes were normal. Assessment and plan. Stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, most likely a cardiorenal syndrome, secondary to the hypertrophic right and left-sided cardiomyopathy and heart failure. The patient is going to have lab studies done monthly at this point. We may decrease the frequency of the labs if they stabilize and don't continue to rise. It may be worthwhile to consider a sleep study. As we know, sleep apnea can raise blood pressure and worsen cardiovascular function, which leads to further kidney decline. So we did discuss that with the patient. We've asked him to follow a fluid restriction, about 56 ounces and no more than 64 ounces in 24 hours in a low-salt diet. He's not been very good at following low-salt diets, he reports, And some mechanical compression stockings could also be helpful, like the Velcro type are usually easy to put on over a very light pair of knee-high stockings. That would be helpful rather than using higher doses of the torsemide. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 3 to 4 months. And the patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.